guys. All right. I have been hesitant about bringing this topic up.
Oh, crap.
And I've decided that I would like to rage about it today. Because I just need to.
And the topic is grace.
Knew it.
Grace.
Knew it.
No, okay, so earlier this week, Cenk and I talked a little bit about the town hall that I did at UCLA. And it was a great event. I was really happy to be proud of it.
You were happy to be proud of it?
I'm happy to be proud of you.
I'm sorry, my brain's fried.
Dude, I'm surprised I made it through the main show.
Like, really? My brain's fried too, so it's fine.
I got pulled in at the last second and I wasn't prepared. I was doing other stuff all day until right before, so I hope it didn't.
No, you did great.
But it was rough there.
I had a burny, tired sensation.
Like the burning. I can't say burny as an adjective anymore, but because of Bernie, whatever his name is. And then. But I have that burning sensation where it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
I should have joked that you were going to present since you felt super.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
He would have done it. Brett's
I would have done it. I would have absolutely done it.
He's like,
I was like, I
you
think
guys
I
would have been
it.
Fine. You guys would have found a way to present it and it would be okay. Yeah. Anyway.
So, UCLA.
Yeah, so UCLA. So there's this like ongoing, there's this ongoing trend of, only in Los Angeles schools, I guess, because Los Angeles has a large Armenian population. Look, there are Armenians with different political ideologies, right? It's just like America, where there are gradations, there's some on extreme sides, whatever. There are very nationalistic Armenians that live in Los Angeles and they fucking hate me, right? They hate me because they don't understand any of what I do. They don't care to understand any of what I do. They don't look into the show. They don't look into the stories I've covered regarding the Armenian genocide on the show. And they think I'm a genocide denier, which is the most outrageous fucking thing anyone could ever fucking think about me. But nonetheless, so if it's a Los Angeles event that I'm part of, they will literally follow me and try to like rile people up, right? So
they'll go to the event.
Yeah, they'll go to the event.
They'll buy like a ticket or whatever to the event. Okay.
Yeah, and in this case, it was a free event for UCLA students, so they didn't have to buy a ticket, but. It was a town hall where students got to ask me questions. And the questions were pre-screened, not because we're trying to censor anyone, but just to make sure that they're on topic. The topic of the town hall was, how do we combat, you know, the political divide in the country right now? And so this one Armenian student, who looked very sweet, stands up. And I guess he had submitted a question that was approved, but that wasn't the question he was gonna read, right? And so he asks about the name of the show. And this has happened before, right?
I was there.
Yeah, when we filmed the Fusion show. So. This has happened before, and as soon as the question is asked, whoever's moderating or whoever's producing the event will urge me to ignore it, like urge me to not answer the question. But I always refuse to ignore the question. I think it's important to have an open dialogue, and I'm always willing to answer and to have that conversation. Because I have nothing to be afraid of, I have nothing to be intimidated by. I'm proud of where I work, I'm proud of where I stand, you know, in terms of my Armenian community. I'm proud of the Armenian community, I'm proud to be Armenian. So like, I'm not gonna be like, no, I can't answer that. So whatever, so I obliged and I answered his question.
So wait, just because I'm kind of new to this whole thing, what was the question? He just said, what is the name of your show?
No, how can
you work for a company named after blah, blah, blah?
Right. Okay. And so, obviously, we are not named after a genocidal group, okay? We are the Young Turks. Indicates that you are a rebel group, right? You're rebelling against societal expectations. Rod Stewart had a song that he titled Young Turk. There was a show on CNBC, or it might have been MSNBC, but regardless, it was a financial show called Young Turks.
Young Turk is a term,
and it's
right. But so here's the thing. Branding wise, you know, Adolf's also a name.
No, I get it. But here's
like
the thing.
That's I think what it is. And for my response is, yeah, but there are also a bunch of other terms, like Mechanical Turk.
Yeah.
Mechanical Turk is another term that has nothing to do with Turkey,
right.
Which is a business term for when people think you're using a machine to do something, but you've actually hired people to do it. It has like, it's named after, there was like a World's Fair where this guy's like, I have this thing called the Mechanical Turk and I'll feed information, and it'll give me different stuff out. But it was just a guy inside a box typing and sending out the response.
No, he's a genocidal guy. That's the problem with Mechanical Turk. I mean, he's a genocidal denier.
I get it. I don't like names where I have to explain afterwards.
Let me just.
Worked for Current TV where people are like, so you just work for television that's on now? It's like, no, let me explain.
So just to finish the whole interaction, I explained why the name of the show is Young Turks. I was open and honest about the fact that I don't like the name of our show. I think the name of our show is terrible, and I wish it wasn't the name of our show. But here's what happens. You change the name of the show, and the show fucking disappears. It's a fucking brand, okay? And I'm sorry I'm cursing a lot, but it's just like years of frustration that's finally bubbling up, and I can't take it anymore. So I have no say over the name of the show, but I do have a say over where I work. And guess what? I work here because I'm proud of this company. I work here because I believe in what we do, okay? I work here because I'm able to differentiate the reason why this show is called The Young Turks and a genocidal group from literally a fucking century ago, okay? And so when they're asking me that question and I'm answering, I'm doing so with the assumption that they're interested in listening to my answer, but they're not. They're not interested in listening to my answer. So I'm fucking done with them. Okay, I answered his question. I spent a very long time, you know, empathizing with his frustration over the name of the show, explaining why we're named the Young Turks, explaining how much I care about and support the Armenian community. It was a very, very specific, detailed answer.
Right.
And then that was it, right? And it ended. And then we moved on with the rest of the town hall. Then as we're walking out, some Armenian guy stands up. I didn't see because I was already pretty much outside of the room. My mom's in the audience, just like the fusion thing. Some Armenian starts talking about, I'm gonna fuck your mom. Mamait kunem. That is some of the worst Armenian curses you can say toward anyone, right? And so they start talking about, I'm gonna fuck your mom, okay? You motherfucker, I'm gonna fuck you up. If you have the audacity to ever fucking curse out my mom again, you think you're a fucking proud Armenian? You're a fucking disgrace. You are a disgrace to stand there and talk shit about my fucking mom because you don't like the name of the show. Guess what? You don't like the name of the show? Then go kick rocks, bitch. Okay, I'm fucking tired of it. I'm fucking tired of them going after my goddamn family over their fucking bullshit. You don't like the answer? I don't know what to tell you. I'm not gonna stop working here because the name of the show makes you uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it makes you so uncomfortable that you think that the right course of action is to say Mamait Kunem over and over again as my mom is in that goddamn audience. I'm so goddamn tired of it. And so, that happens, but we don't react to it, right? Because you can't. You can't react to it. That's what they want. They want some sort of reaction. We move on with our lives, right? Then, you know, there's some rinky-dink publication that writes about the incident, and they just straight up lie. They conveniently left out the part where they say abusive things to my mom. Mm. They conveniently left out my very detailed and empathetic response to that student, and they just totally shit on me, right? So I'm fucking done. I'm done. I'm not answering you guys anymore, okay? I am an ally, and unfortunately, you are doing the most counterproductive thing by demonizing me, okay? You wanna silence me and stop me from ever talking about the genocide again? Fine, have at it, okay? But it's just the most ridiculous, nationalistic group of Armenians in Los Angeles that think they're doing something so great by going after me, who again is a goddamn ally. It's just frustrating. I don't know.
So, question: what was the publication that you referenced? What was their angle?
Propaganda and misinformation. That was their angle.
They didn't say that you responded at all to
the
question.
They said I responded. They said I responded with a generic response.
Okay.
A generic response. A generic response is a talking point that was planned ahead of time that is essentially a non-answer. I gave that student a very specific and detailed answer. That's not generic. Apparently, you guys need to go back to school and understand what generic means, okay? But I'm done with them going after my family members, again, over something that they don't understand and they don't care to understand.
That's the thing.
They want to feel good about themselves because they go around harassing me. You think that's gonna, you know, bring up Armenian genocide awareness? You think that that's gonna get people to sympathize with your position? No, it's not.
It also sounds like there's really nothing you could have said in that moment that would what you're faced with is you either give a generic an answer that you feel is empathetic and responds to that student's personal question on a personal level.
Yeah.
Let's level with each other, and that's generic. Or you fly off the handle, you get a little heated, and then it's like, ooh, she's spiraling, she couldn't take it, she crumbled under the pressure. I think that you are probably correct in if a publication is going to, and I really,
no, here's
I only know what you're telling me about the situation, but I love you and I believe you. So I'm thinking that there's nothing you could have said in that situation. So if your assessment is to moving forward, not answer those questions just to save yourself kind of the heartache as well, because this is your community.
No,
I can only imagine if I was.
And I'm not talking about the general Armenian community. I'm specifically talking about this Armenian organization, and you guys know who you are, right?
Oh, so it's not.
It's like a nationalistic Armenian organization that they're just almost militant about this stuff. And they just do not want to listen to anything. They don't want to do their research. They don't want to understand anything. They go around calling me a genocide denier, which is fucking ridiculous, right? My family was victimized by the genocide. I've talked about the genocide on this show. All you have to do is a quick Google search and you'll see the content that I've done on the genocide, right? But they don't want to do that legwork. They don't care. They just want to go rile people up, and they think that it's actually helpful, but it's not helpful. It's counterproductive. It's so incredibly counterproductive. And the thing that puts me over the edge isn't their fucking bullshit propaganda article. I don't really care that much about that. But really, my mom is this innocent person who's there to watch the town hall and support her daughter. Mamait kunem is like one of the worst things you can say. And they always conveniently leave that part out in their reporting on these incidents, right? I can't, you don't fuck with my mom. You just don't. You don't fuck with my mom.
I get it. A lot of frustrating things there that I'm glad you are speaking back against.
But also, you said that you weren't sure going into this post game. You're like, I wasn't sure if I want to talk about it, and now I want to rage. And I think this is obviously something you needed to get out of your system.
I did.
And this is something that you need to voice. I'm wondering, what was your hesitation before in talking about this? There are two sides to every story. I would hope, especially a TYT viewer would know that. And if this article comes out, if what they were saying about your mom, it's kind of unlike you that you would only just now feel like you want to speak up in the post game. So I'm wondering what your hesitation was.
I don't even know what my hesitation is, to be honest with you.
Because you are so loyal to your family and your friends.
Yeah, I am. I'm extremely loyal to my family and my friends. And you know, the first time that this happened, and again, it was when we were filming a Fusion episode at Cal State Northridge, my mom was in tears. And I had to be, my mom was in tears.
She's a baller too. She was like.
And we had to, a number of these guys started threatening, you know, my life specifically. And so as a result, I couldn't leave CSUN. I was backstage at this point. I couldn't leave until campus police escorted me and my family to our cars, right? Like, that's what I had to fucking deal with. And they think, oh, we're doing something great. We're raising awareness about the genocide. No, you're not. You're actually harassing someone who does raise awareness about the genocide. You don't like the name of the show. I get it. And again, for the billionth time, I know exactly.
I've Bavarian Motorworks is German. I don't like things that are called German. You can still call them German.
Yeah.
Something that is, you know, reference to the Turk as an adjective. You can still use that adjective.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come down on it. It's like, it's an adjective.
I just want the audience, especially our members, to know what's really happening behind the scenes with all these people who,
I was there.
Try to provoke, you know.
That guy had his whole question, you know, at Northridge, and I was the one with the microphone.
And the questions are fine, by the way.
And the question, and he got to his thing, and I was like, okay. And he was gonna talk for a long time. I was like, oh, we don't have time for this long a question. Then I started listening to the question and I'm like, okay, we're going here.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I'll answer it.
Yeah.
And you did. And I it was the right, you have the right answer to all this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so frustrating. And I didn't know. I'm just like, I'll hear everyone out on all sides of it. And it just seems like you have a very reasonable approach to this.
Yeah, because I have nothing to hide, right? Like I'm not afraid of that question. I'm not afraid of any question, just to keep it real. Like I'm a pretty open, transparent, authentic person. And so I'm not afraid to answer anything. But the part of it that I find so frustrating is targeting my family members and then going out there and completely twisting the narrative of what happened, right? To the point where reasonable Armenians start questioning whether I'm a genocide denier. And that's fucking dangerous. You know, that is a dangerous, defamatory thing to do.
Right, because if you repeat a lie enough, for some people it will become true.
Right.
If you keep perpetuating a lie, if you keep saying it over and over again, people being like, well, if they keep saying it, there must be some sort of element of truth there. And that's not fair for you at all.
Yeah.
And it just absolutely, I had no idea about a lot of this. I don't know what bubble I've been living in. I kind of knew there was some sort of a security thing that happened at CSUN, but I got really emotional hearing about your mom being there. I can only imagine. That's just a line that you don't cross. And it's because you are a strong woman that you won't back down and you don't apologize and you're in a very tough industry where you will be scrutinized and you're up to it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that any of our parents.
That our family has to deal
has
with
Has to deal
it.
With
right.
that as just a consequence of us choosing a really weird career path. Honestly, that's what it
yeah.
is. You know, that we live our lives transparently in front of a camera, in front of people that can now comment on me, comment on you, on what you have to say. But to bring your family, it's just like, is that where we're at?
It's yeah, so, that's
the
where
world
we're at.
Is cruel enough as it is. And I don't know them well, but they're kind, good people, and it's just gross, and it breaks my heart, and I'm so sorry to hear about that.
For me, it's not just it's not the name of the place that bothers me. It's all the people who work here.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that.
That's what they should be mad at.
Yeah.
It's like all of our coworkers are themselves heinous people.
Just the worst.
In the booth, mostly you guys in the booth are the worst. Griffin. You know you're bad.
I feel sad now.
And this is the thing. It's like
sorry.
The more
I
get it.
I should though. It's sad.
No,
like,
here's the unfortunate part of it is like you have to. It builds up. It builds up, and it needs to have a place, an outlet for it.
Yeah, and this
and,
was.
And your outlet seems super duper like healthy. I think it sucks that you have to like hold this in, and I'm sure people on
it's
the other
really
side were holding it in and then shouting it. But the thing is, like once they hear your answer, which I heard in person, it's like. That makes sense. Your answer makes sense.
But they don't care.
And they're not listening.
They're not listening. That's the most important. And that's why when I say I'm done answering the question. And it's not because I'm afraid of the question. It's not because I don't have an answer for it. It's because you're not genuinely interested in hearing that answer. You're not interested in a dialogue. And if you're not interested in that, then don't waste my time.
What's the solution?
And don't waste your time. They want to
provoke.
Mm-hmm.
They want to again rile people up because that'll get them attention. That's essentially what they want. They're not interested in the answer. And so if you've already determined that you hate us and you think I'm a disgrace to Armenians, all right, that's your opinion. Be on your merry way. Okay?
And number one, why are you a member?
Yeah,
if you hate us and you're watching this, like that's very strange. That's
yeah. There's people that hate watch.
I think there's
like two or three max that hate watch.
I think there's a lot more than
I get
watch.
So many things. I heard that I would get these kinds of tweets where mm-hmm. people are like, you're a genocide denier. I'm like, no, genocide. I don't talk about that stuff at all. And then it comes and it's like, oh my God, I can't handle this. And I mute them.
And by the way, look, Cenk, like 25 or 30 years ago, I don't know, it was a long time ago when he was in college, wrote a really stupid, stupid op-ed. Denying the genocide, but that was because no.
And really?
He has since retracted it because he realizes how fucking stupid that is, right? And look, it's you can't win if you're Turkish or Armenian and you accurately talk about what really happened. You can't win. Like there's always going to be a group of people that are going to come after you, and they're going to come after you aggressively, and they're going to be violent about it in some
yeah.
cases. And it sucks because, you know, if you want to denounce the violence that your community had to face a century ago, it's not setting a good example when you violently threaten other people.
Like, dude, I did it once. I was at it was like the Euro Cup, and we went to a. Place to watch soccer, and we pretended we were Ukrainian or whoever was playing. We dressed up in bright orange and, or I guess it was blue and yellow. and had fun and were playing against the Ukrainians were playing against the Germans. And there was a guy, and I was drunk, and he was annoying. Mm-hmm. So he was independently annoying. And then at the end, when he got the most annoying near, like to tell me that I didn't know the rules of soccer, I said, "You killed my people." And then I felt terrible, and I apologized to him as I left. But like, it's there. I understand people having like, "Oh, I thought about this. This is a genocide. It happened." But I've been that person who was like, "You did something bad, genocide person, and we were the victims."
Yeah.
But it didn't make me feel better. It made me feel way worse. Mm-hmm. And even worse, now I had to apologize to this guy who killed my family.
What?
I don't know how to handle it. It's so big and so serious that I can't wrap my mind around it. That I have to retreat into like these jokes about it.
No.
And that happened more recently. The Jewish one happened more recently, but still, like, I understand how people can.
Yeah.
Like, it's illegal in Germany to deny the Holocaust.
Right.
Because they take it seriously. I think that's a good thing. I think you've taken it seriously to answer these questions.
Yep.
When people shout them angrily at you. And I understand why people would be angry and shouty.
Yeah.
And hopefully there is some priority put on finding a solution.
Yeah.
And the priority isn't just put on being shouty and angry.
I would like the priority to initially be just a stop to harassing my family. I would like it to begin there, okay? Mm-hmm. You wanna hurl, you know, insults, threats, violence, whatever it is toward me, please, please have at it, okay?
Please don't.
No, I mean, but
is
like,
it not if, like motherfucker?
But if they have, if they
is it
mean,
worse than just calling if, someone a motherfucker?
It is. Like,
it's like a pointed.
It's very
it's
hard.
Like Italian being like to your dead relatives.
Something
like that.
Like that.
Stuff.
Yeah. Mama et kunem, again, is like one of the worst things you can say. And so, again, you hate me, that's fine. My mom didn't make a decision to work here, okay? My mom has nothing to do with this. The only thing my mom did was give birth to me 30 years ago, okay? Leave my mom out of it, and whatever you wanna say to me, go ahead and say it, okay? But for the last time, I'm super proud to be where I'm at. I'm super proud of my accomplishments. I'm proud of this company. I'm proud of the person I work for. I'm proud that I'm an Armenian who can put, you know, my biases and, you know, some of the stuff that I've learned growing up aside and work alongside a Turk and have open discussions about things that people are super uncomfortable about. I'm proud of that. If you
this
don't
America,
like that,
man.
Hey, sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, so that does it for our post game today.
Oh, we'll I wanted to talk about how my battery dies like immediately. No, we don't have time for that? All right.
Okay.
We'll do this funny story that you just told.
Sorry for that random post game, guys. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.